from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 95 to 5 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hey listener, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. South Korean ambassador expects Indonesia to help peace in Korea. The importance of international cooperation is to achieve more affordable food prices. Now the news in detail. Indonesia has an important role as a mediator at the South Korea-North Korea peace process. South Korean ambassador to Indonesia, Kim Chang-bum, on the sidelines of watching together the opening of Winter Olympics 2018 at the South Korean embassy in Jakarta on Friday, stated that the Winter Olympics, which was held in Pyeongchang, South Korea, is expected to be one of the first steps in the realization of the peace process between South Korea and North Korea, which often disputed politically. It is expected that after the 2018 Winter Olympics, the interaction between the two countries will improve and run well.
그동안 인도네시아는 남과 북의 한반도의 평화와 안정을 위해서
Indonesia has played its role as a mediator for the peace and security in the Korean Peninsula. It is now a starting point for creating dialogue and cooperation to bring peace and security for the future. I hope Indonesia will give peace message to the whole world and also support and help us to immediately hold dialogue to solve problems in the South Korean Peninsula. Ambassador Kim Chang-bum hoped Indonesia will continue to assist the two countries in the reconciliation process, especially after the Winter Olympics 2018 ended. The opening of the Winter Olympics at the Pyeongchang Olympic Stadium on Friday night local time took place lively, especially when South Korean and North Korean athletes paraded together under unification banner. In addition, it was seen South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader, greeted each other and shook hands in the honorary tribune. It was a historic event for peace and reunification efforts in the Korean Peninsula. Head of Research Center for Indonesian Policy Studies, Hizkia Respatiadi, conveyed the importance of international cooperation to realize the cheap food price. Hizkia Respatiadi, in the Asia Liberty Forum 2018 in Central Jakarta on Saturday, said that it will start with cooperation among neighboring countries, for example Indonesia, with other ASEAN member countries.
Di mana di dalamnya kami menekankan pentingnya kerjasama internasional dengan negara-negara sahabat.
We reminded how important international cooperation with friendly countries. For example, between Indonesia and other ASEAN member countries, we see that international cooperation opens opportunities to realize cheaper food price. Our neighbors, Thailand and Vietnam, they are the world's major price producers, which even become the benchmark of the world. Through the mechanism of the ASEAN Economic Community, we can get higher quality of rice at cheaper price than we impose to self-sufficiency from our own rice production. Hizkia Respatiadi added that the Asia Liberty Forum is a forum for discussions, various information and experience exchanging, as well as means for networking and for learning institutions in various countries in Asia. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said Indonesia is a model country with a very diverse society who has tolerance and sense of togetherness. Therefore, religious leaders should remind people about the joy of peace, harmony, and unity. As reported by Presidential Secretariat, President Joko Widodo in a joint meeting of the People's Congregation for Harmony at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java on Saturday, reminded that peace, harmony, and brotherhood are the foundations of the state. The president said that to develop Indonesia, not only by taking mutual understanding and tolerance, but also need to cooperate to develop an open education and to promote mutual understanding among religions, ethnicities, and social status. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in cooperation with the Indonesian Asian Olympic Organizing Committee 2018 or INASGOC, held an Asian Games diplomatic walk at Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, Senayan, Jakarta on Sunday morning. The event involved all Indonesian ambassadors in the world along with officials and staffs of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Attending at the event were ambassadors and foreign representatives from various countries in Indonesia. The purpose of this event is to show how much the readiness of Indonesia as the host of Asian Games 2018. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi on the sidelines of the Asian Games diplomatic walk said,
"Jadi pada hari ini kita melakukan Asian Games.
Today we hold the Asian Games diplomatic walk. It means that ambassadors and representatives of foreign countries in Jakarta meet our ambassadors around the world because starting tomorrow we will conduct working meeting for all heads of Indonesian representatives abroad. We gather here to hold working together while showing the readiness of Indonesia to be the host of the 2018 Asian Games, which will begin in August." Minister Retno Marsudi moreover stated the Asian Games 2018 is the biggest sports event in Asia, not only becomes a sport competition platform. Minister Retno Marsudi also requested support to various countries so that 2018 Asian Games in Indonesia can run well and succeed. In addition, she also said that Indonesia is ready to host and provide full services at the Asian Games 2018, which will be held in two cities, namely Jakarta and Palembang, South Sumatra, on August the 18th to September the 2nd. Minister Retno Marsudi also invites all Indonesian people to synergize in the Asian Games 2018 with the slogan Energy of Asia. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The National Amil Zakat Agency, Basnas, was invited by Malaysia's Deputy Prime Minister Dato' Ahmad Zahid Hamidi to discuss cooperation between arms agencies of both countries. Through Basnas press release received by Antara Jakarta on Saturday, Chairman of Basnas Indonesia Bambang Sudibyo and Vice Chairman Zainul Bahar Nur met the invitation of Malaysian Deputy Prime Minister Ahmad Zahid Hamidi and Malaysian Religious Minister Jamil Khair bin Baharum. Zainul Bahar Nur said Malaysia supports the arm movement implemented by Basnas in Indonesia. Not only the Malaysian Pungutan Zakat Center, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Religious Affairs of Malaysia are also very enthusiastic to assist Basnas in realizing the program of collection, distribution, and accountability of the obligatory management. According to him, the relationships between Indonesia and Malaysia in the field of arms is very close. The Department of Pulmonology and Respiratory Medicine's Medical Faculty of the University of Indonesia and Persahabatan Hospital in Jakarta held the 15th scientific meeting of pulmonology and respiratory medicine. The event is an annual scientific event aimed at improving the quality of people's life by improving the quality of service. On the occasion, medical practitioners expected the government to take part in the prevention of respiratory diseases in Indonesia. The head of lung infection and chairman of the Indonesian Pulmonary Physician Association of Jakarta branch, Dr. Erlina Burhan, at the scientific meeting of pulpatology and respiratory medicine 2018 in Jakarta on Saturday said,
"Penanganannya kalau kita dari profesi tentunya lebih ke arah medikamental saja. Tapi tentu kita tetap perlu.
We need the government's participation in terms of making policy. For example, we forbid our patient to smoke, but if the government do not support with the rules, the efforts will be fruitless. So, academicians or professionals cannot work alone. We should be assisted by the government for its implementation. Furthermore, Erlina Burhan also said that there is also a need to form public awareness, such as an appeal to cover the mouth when coughing, which must be informed to the public. Last item, Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Nahrawi appreciated the achievements of Indonesian athletes who compete in invitation tournament ahead of the Asian Games 2018. According to him, although it was only the test event, Indonesia can reach several gold medals. Minister Imam in Jakarta on Saturday hoped the test tournament prior to the Asian Games 2018 held in Kemayoran, Jakarta on February the 8th until 16th has received attention from other sports athletes who did not participate in it. The invitation tournament competing 8 sports such as basketball, boxing, taekwondo, and archery. Antara reported that until the third day of the tournament on Saturday, Indonesia is in the first place in gaining medal with 5 golds and 2 silvers. All medals are donated by Taekwondo. The second place, Philippines, with 1 gold, 1 silver, and 1 bronze. Then the third position is South Korea with 1 gold and 1 bronze. To end the news, here are the main points once again. South Korean ambassador expects Indonesia to help peace in Korea. The importance of international cooperation is to achieve a more affordable food prices. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with daily segment of My Indonesia. Today, it's on President again inaugurates venues for Asian Games 2018. Stay tuned. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the venue of indoor and outdoor tennis courts of Gelora Bung Karno Complex on Saturday morning. The indoor and outdoor tennis courts has been renovated for 16 months at a cost of about 92 billion rupiahs. During the visit and inauguration of the venue for the Asian Games 2018, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by several cabinet ministers, MPR Chairman Zulkifli Hasan, PPP Chairman Muhammad Romahur Muzi, and Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan. The president said in his speech, the inauguration shows that Indonesia is getting ready to welcome the 2018 Asian Games to be held in August. Meanwhile, Minister of Public Works and People's Housing Basuki Hadimulyono said from 14 venues renovated, 7 were inaugurated. After signing the inauguration inscription, the president symbolically received a tennis racket from the legendary Indonesian tennis player Yayu Basuki Yustejo Tarik. Previously, President Joko Widodo had inaugurated Senayan Sports Palace, which is commonly used as the location of basketball and badminton matches. The president had also inaugurated Bung Karno Main Stadium, GBK, on January the 14th. The inauguration was accompanied by field trials featuring matches between the Indonesian national team against the Icelandic national team. In December 2017, 4 venues were inaugurated by the president, namely hockey, archery, and ABC football fields, plus a swimming or aquatic stadium. Meanwhile, in relation to the smoothness of the athletes' trip from the hotel to the venue, the 2018 Asian Games Organizing Committee, or INASGOC, will enforce an open-close system in traffic arrangements in Gelora Bung Karno Senayan, Jakarta. As a traffic engineering test, the committee will perform trials on February the 8th until 15. Secretary General of INASGOC, Eris Herianto, in a written statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Wednesday night, said that the traffic jam bearing system also applies around the Jakarta International Expo Kemayoran and Taman Mini Indonesia Indah following the implementation of the trial championships in the two locations. In implementing the traffic flow for the smooth journey of athletes and officials of the 18 contingents, Inasgok involves Metro Jaya Regional Police and Jakarta Provincial Transportation Department. Inasgok has also requested that Transjakarta bus lanes will become the track of vehicles with Asian Games stickers. It also still coordinating with Jasa Marga related to the use of inner city toll road as the official route of Asian Games 2018. Well, that was my Indonesia Today, Sunday, February the 11th, 2018. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start from 1847. Thomas Edison, American engineer and businessman, developed the light bulb and phonograph. Thomas Alva Edison, who was born on February the 11, 1847, and died on October the 18, 1931, was an American inventor and businessman who has been described as America's greatest inventor. He developed many devices that greatly influenced life around the world, including the phonograph, the motion picture camera, and the long-lasting practical electric light bulb. Dubbed the Wizard of Menlo Park, he was one of the first inventors to apply the principles of mass production and large-scale teamwork to the process of invention, and because of that, he is often credited with the creation of the first industrial research laboratory. Next is from 1979. The Iranian Revolution establishes an Islamic theocracy under the leadership of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. The Iranian Revolution refers to events involving the overthrow of the Pahlavi dynasty under Mohammad Reza Shah Pahlavi, who was supported by the United States, and eventual replacement of 2,500 years of continuous Persian monarchy with an Islamic Republic under the Grand Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, the leader of the revolution, supported by various Islamist and leftist organizations and students' movement. The royal reign collapsed shortly after. On February the 11th, guerrillas and rebel troops overwhelmed troops loyal to the Shah in armed street fighting, bringing Khomeini to official power. Iran voted by national referendum to become an Islamic Republic on April 1, 1979, and to approve a new theocratic republican. A new theocratic republican constitution whereby Khomeini became supreme leader of the country in December 1979. The last is from February 11, 1971, the birth of Susi Susanti. Lucia Francisca Susi Susanti is an Indonesian renowned badminton player. The International Badminton Federation, now Badminton World Federation, in May 2004 awarded the Hall of Fame title to Susi Susanti. She is married to badminton player Alan Budi Kusuma, and the couple were also dubbed the Golden Olympic Couple because they won Olympic gold for Indonesia at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics together. In 1992, she also got the Medal of Honor of the Republic of Indonesia, Bintang Jasa Utama. She is called a badminton legend because of the many international awards achieved both in women's singles and women's teams. Well, that was Today in History. Over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with a weekly segment, This Week's Spotlight. This time, it's on the UN assesses Indonesia serious in fulfilling human rights obligation. The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zaid Ra'ad Al Hussein, assessed the Indonesian government's invitation to the Commission to visit Indonesia shows seriousness in seeking the protection and promotion of human rights. In a press conference at the United Nations office in Jakarta on Wednesday, he said the invitation also shows the government's openness to engage in dialogue and build a willingness to work together to ensure human rights support and protection for all. Zaid Ra'ad Al Hussein also noted that during his visit, he heard many aspirations from various community groups in Indonesia and met President Joko Widodo and several senior state officials, national human rights institutions, and members of civil society who are involved in various issues in Indonesia. The Indonesian government also invited Zaid to visit Papua. Zaid Ra'ad Al Hussein called Indonesia one of the most progressive countries in the region in terms of human rights advancement. Indonesia's active involvement in the bad condition of the Rohingya Muslims is praiseworthy and indispensable. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights also highlighted Indonesia's achievement in fulfilling the community's right to health services by expanding the scope of universal health services. The Indonesian government is also considered to have provided space and resources for the National Commission on Human Rights and Women, or Komnas HAM and Komnas Perempuan, to become strong and independent national human rights institutions. Zaid Ra'ad Al Hussein advises the Indonesian government to ensure that important recommendations made by these institutions are implemented. He also said the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights will coordinate with the UN Human Rights Office in Bangkok to work together with Indonesia to help consolidate and continue its human rights outreach. The visit of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zaid Ra'ad Al Hussein, to Indonesia coincides with the 70th anniversary of the UN Universal Declaration of Human Rights, as well as the 25th anniversary of the Vienna Declaration and Program of Action. Well, that was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now to bring you news in brief. Indonesia has an important role as a mediator in the South Korea-North Korea peace process. South Korean Ambassador to Indonesia Kim Chang-byom on the sidelines of watching together the opening of the Winter Olympics 2018 in the South Korean Embassy in Jakarta stated that the Winter Olympics, which was held in South Korea, is expected to be one of the first steps in the realization of peace process between the two Koreas. Head of Research Center for Indonesian Policy Studies, Hiskiaris Patiadi, conveyed the importance of international cooperation to realize the cheap food price. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said Indonesia is a model of country with a very diverse society who have tolerance and sense of togetherness. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in cooperation with the Indonesian Asian Games Organizing Committee, held the Asian Games Diplomatic Walk at Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, Senayan, Jakarta, Sunday morning to show how much the readiness of Indonesia as the host of Asian Games 2018. The National Amil Zakat Agency, Basnas, was invited by Malaysia's Deputy Prime Minister Dato' Ahmad Zahid Hamidi to discuss cooperation between arms agencies of both countries. The Department of Pulmonology and Respiratory Medicine, Medical Faculty of the University of Indonesia and Persahabatan Hospital in Jakarta, held the 15th Scientific Meeting of Pulmonology and Respiratory Medicine aimed at improving the quality of people's life by improving the quality of service. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Nahrawi appreciated the achievements of Indonesian athletes who compete in invitation tournament ahead of the Asian Games 2018. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 95.5 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is the RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, introducing Indonesian tourism like places of interest, art and culture, also cuisine. Today, I will take you to Madura Island to enjoy the beauty of Gili Labak Island. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to 9525 kHz shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voinews.id. Labak is one of the smallest islands among 127 other islands in Sumenep Regency, Madura. Administratively, Gili Labak is part of Talango Island sub-district in the east of Madura. It is said that the first people who live in Gili Labak is a family that come from Talango. Gili Labak area is approximately 5 hectares with a population of not more than 25 families. The island can be surrounded by walking for about an hour. Distance from Surabaya, the capital of East Java Province, to Gili Labak in Sumenep, Madura Island, is about 166 kilometers. Through the Suramadu Bridge, a land journey will take about 4 hours. You can go by private cars or taxi, but there are also many public buses that serve 24 hours from Bungur Asih Terminal with Sumenep City destination. From Sumenep, you can connect by using motorcycle taxi or Bemo to Kalianget Port. Next, you have to rent a boat to Gili Labak Island. Rental rates range from 350,000 rupiah to 400,000 rupiah with capacity between 15 to 18 people. It is advisable to come to Gili Labak in groups to save costs. Although the journey to Gili Labak is rather complicated, many visitors from home and abroad come to the island. The charm of the beach and with beautiful coral reef here is quite wonderful. A white, clean, smooth stretch of sand can amaze everyone who look at it. At Gili Labak Beach, snorkeling need your own equipment because of the unavailability of rental of snorkeling equipment here. You can safely swim and play in the water around this beach. Gili Labak Island is usually crowded with tourists in the morning from 9 a.m. until noon, but you can also try the sensation of setting up a tent on the beach and wait for the sunset while enjoying the beautiful sky. The seawater here is almost without waves that creates a calm and comfortable atmosphere, perfect for those of you who want to forget the daily bustle. Here you can also enjoy dinner in the open air with a menu of grilled fish. In early morning on the island of Gili Labak, you will be awakened by the crowing of roosters. Then, if you walk about 300 meters just to the other part of the beach, you will be able to enjoy the beautiful scenery of the rising sun. You will see a reddish sky, which is very exotic and attractive, creating a beautiful silhouette of the morning panorama. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. We will meet again in the next issue with other interesting topic tomorrow. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Mr. Lenny.
Mr. Lenny on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Area What Service, Voice of Indonesia, welcome to Miss Leni, which today will inform you about students of Erlangga University create tuberculosis diagnosis application. So stay tuned in to Area What Service, Voice of Indonesia, through 9525 kHz or www.voinews.id. Listener, although declining, the number of tuberculosis patients in Indonesia is still relatively high. Data from the Ministry of Health Affairs, the number of TB patients in Indonesia is the second largest in the world after India. Therefore, it is necessary to make a serious effort to lower it. In addition to providing treatment facilities such as hospitals and treatment subsidies, prevention efforts will certainly help reduce the number of people with this disease. Besides maintaining cleanliness of the environment and sanitation in accordance with health standards, early detection efforts are also important to do. Listeners, Erlangga University or UNAIR students in East Java created an application that can diagnose TB disease. Muhammad Hafiruddin Mahmud Hidayat and Bidayatul Mas'ullah from Mathematics Study Program have been innovating an application that can recognize one of the diseases that contribute significantly to mortality rate in Indonesia. They made an application to diagnose tuberculosis based on common symptoms experienced by the patient. From the diagnosis, it will produce a conclusion and get a pre-diagnosis before the patient finally gets direct treatment from the doctor. Muhammad Hafiruddin said that this is a practical application for tuberculosis disease diagnosis with fuzzy logic method, which is easy to use and doesn't require a long time. Thus, ordinary people can make early diagnosis of symptoms and can immediately perform treatment. Listener, although these three students are from Mathematics Study Program, they are able to create health-themed application by learning fuzzy logic and creating visual basic applications. Both of these sciences are then combined with digging other information about TB disease. In addition, the team received clinical guidance from functional medical staff or SMF of pulmonology and respiratory medicine from Dr. Sutomo Hospital. All three students had done research first, then looked for tuberculosis experts at the UNAIR Institute of Tropical Disease or ITD to be interviewed. They met Professor Dr. Nimade Mertaniasih, Dr. MSSP MK, who provided references and referrals to one of the SMF tuberculosis specialists, Dr. Tutik Kusmiati, who showed them some medical record. A mathematical model was then made from these records. They hope that the application they created does not just stop there, but it can really benefit people. This application is expected to be an effort to reduce the number of deaths caused by tuberculosis, especially in Indonesia. Listener, that was miscellany for today's edition. I'm Alika. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by M. Motirhe in Luxembourg. In his email, Mr. Motirhe asked whether there is a way to listen to our broadcast by a mobile application because he couldn't find it. Hello, Mr. Motirhe. Thank you for your email on our broadcast. Firstly, we wish you a happy new year too. As information, you can listen to our broadcast through our website www.voinews.id or through mobile application in Android or smartphone. You just download RRI Play from Play Store, so you can enjoy our broadcast anywhere and anytime as you like. We hope our information can be useful. Thank you. Special for you, Mr. Motirhe, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Tampak jauh tuk dipegang, ingin merasakan dan menyentuh lembut bulunya. Burung terbang tinggi melayang melintasi awan. Aku hanya takjub, berharap terbang bersamanya. Apalagi yang bisa membuai hatiku berbunga merasakan rasa bahagia. Terilhamilah hidup ini. Cinta itu adalah hal terindah yang ku punya. Cinta itu adalah segalanya. Cinta itu adalah hal terindah yang ku punya. Memilikimu adalah segalanya. Apakah salah tentang perasaan ku padamu seperti ini? Meski aku tahu sulit untuk memilikimu, tapi apa daya cinta ini meracuniku. Oh, 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 oh.
Listener, now we will replay an email from Kazuhiro Takao in Japan. He sent his email through voi@voinews.id and listened to our broadcast in Japanese program through frequency of 9525 kHz on October 9, 2016 at 12:02 to 13:02 hours UTC with the simple 24222 until 23222. Hello, Mr. Kazuhiro Takao. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. We are really sorry for poor signal and interference on our broadcast. We hope that you can still enjoy our broadcast despite ever noise and fading. Mr. Kazuhiro Takao, we are really sorry because our transmitter is being maintained. We can only monitor our radio through our website www.voinews.id. www.voinews.id. As your request, we will send our key SL card to your home immediately. Please keep monitoring and sending your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you, and special for you and our other regular listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Kembali dengan sekuntum mawar sebagai ungkapan akan permintaan maafmu. Aku terkesima dengan sikapmu itu, namun tak membuat aku menerimamu lagi. Aku tak bisa hidup bersamamu lagi. Dan aku tak bisa mencintaimu dengan sepenuh hati. Kau coba mengingatkan masa-masa indah ketika kita pernah saling mencinta. Sepekan sudah aku berpikir keras untuk mencoba relakan apa yang telah terjadi. Di depan mataku, kau mempermainkan api yang membakar janji ikrar setiamu itu. Aku tak bisa hidup bersamamu lagi. Mencintaimu dengan sepenuh hati. Kau coba mengingatkan masa-masa indah ketika kita pernah saling mencinta. Dan masih tak bisa datang padaku. Ku coba melupakan, memaafkan dirimu, tapi sakitnya hatiku melebihi cintamu.
quitte la terrasse d'un café. Je ne sais pas pourquoi. Tu sais, je croyais, moi. Je croyais.
Dan aku tak bisa mencintaimu dengan sepenuh hati. Kau coba mengingatkan masa-masa indah ketika kita pernah saling mencinta. Dan masih tak bisa melihatmu kembali dan datang padaku. Ku coba melupakan, memaafkan dirimu, tapi sakitnya hatiku melebihi cintamu. Dan aku tak bisa mencintaimu dengan sepenuh hati. Kau coba mengingatkan masa-masa indah ketika kita pernah saling mencinta. Dan masih tak bisa melihatmu kembali dan datang padaku. Ku coba melupakan, memaafkan dirimu, tapi sakitnya hatiku melebihi cintamu.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay an email from Mr. Ashik Iqbal in Bangladesh. Hello Mr. Ashik Iqbal, thank you for your attention on our broadcast. We are proud of your effort to be able to monitor our broadcast. Yes, that's right. Now our website has changed into www.voinews.id. We present a new website to satisfy our listeners. Through our website www.voinews.id, listeners can find all information starting from news of current affairs, commentary, until emails from the listeners throughout the world, including our new programs such as My Indonesia, Mosaic of Indonesia, and Diplomatic Corner. Well, Mr. Ashik Iqbal, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report for you. Listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Tetap pola matamu terasa merusuk tepat di jantung hatiku. Tarik nafas terdalam seiring balas tatapmu. Memacu nadi kacaukan adrenalinku. Tak ada yang salah, tak ada yang tak benar. Di mataku semua tergantung. Kau lah alasan.
Listener, before we end our listeners' mailbag, we want to replay a letter from the United States of America. The letter was sent by Luis Camarillo. He is one of our regular listeners who regularly sends a letter every month. Hello, Mr. Luis Camarillo. Thank you for sending your letter on our broadcast. So, Mr. Luis Camarillo, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception report on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voinews.id, voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Deru ombak, ku nantikan tenangnya. Di deras hujan badai, ku menunggu redanya. Begitu rasanya mengharapmu bicara. Selama ini kau tak pernah menganggapku ada. Apakah aku hilaf? Mungkin saja ku pernah menyakiti dirimu. Tapi jangan kau simpan, bukan untuk dipendam. Selalunya engkau tak pernah menganggap ku ada. Pernah bisa memaafkan diriku. Oh, mungkin kau telah terluka karena semua salahku. Tapi perlakuanmu menyiksa jiwa.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.